This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey, let's get that open sign up. Let them know we're on the air. There we go. Takes a lot of lag screws to get that open sign up. Flip the on-air switch. There we go. We are on the air and live for you. We are open. Good to have you along, folks. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Each and every week, each and every hour, each and every week, Auto World is 3 hours. And every hour is different. Fun, interactive, and, well, Auto World is America's automobile enthusiast show. Where, in fact, I want you to leave each and every hour with a, huh, I didn't know that. That's what it's all about. Like today here on Auto World, we're going to be talking about, we're going to bring you into that patent. I have two patents for you that I'm sorry I didn't get it out the first hour. That's okay. We're going to make sure that two patents come your way this hour. And on the third hour of Auto World, there's going to be another patent that you say, stay tuned. Very interesting. Very interesting what a car company has done. They've changed the game again for all of us. They've raised the bar. That's what I'm talking about right there. They've raised the dipstick, the oil dipstick, you know, made it a little higher for us to grab and check the oil. In this case, yeah, something to do with your pets. So, yeah. So if you have a pet or if you're looking at maybe getting a pet, you might want to grab this patent in order to grab the patent, you're going to have to probably buy the brand. A little tease there for you. It is Ford, by the way. It's called Pet Mode. What's this all about? Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to hear about that this week here on Auto World, this hour, of course. I look forward to your emails. I look forward to your phone calls. And here is how you get a hold of me at Auto World. The email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And again, phone number since 1992 has not changed, 855-660-4261. Love to hear from you. Axelrod Alex. He is sitting there waiting for your call. He's sitting behind the GCN 2800. Oh, yeah, mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Hanging there he is. It's such a big machine. He's got all those buttons and knobs. I have no idea how to run the thing, but he does. To make you sound good when you use that cell phone as a microphone and say hi to me. Look forward to it. Today here on Auto World, where not only is the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach running. Oh, yeah, through the streets of Long Beach, California. Wow. I love watching that. You know, when you're driving down your street in your town and you're going 35, 40 miles an hour, think about that for a minute. An Indianapolis 500 car driving down that same street at 110 miles an hour and being able to stop now to go around the 90-degree hairpin corner and then get back on it through that steering wheel with all the buttons. Looks like a digital arcade game. Jimmy Johnson, of course, he was in the NASCAR game, and now he's in the Indianapolis 500 Grand Prix type game. That poor guy slid off and hit the tires. They put the old tires that you take off your car and put the new shoes on. You know, the new tires. They take those old tires and strap them up and put them against the wall. So when Jimmy Johnson goes sliding, he hits the tires. Oh, goodness. Today also we got 10 new Easter Jeeps coming your way. Hertz has a rent-a-car business. You know about Hertz, don't you? Well, they're going to give you another option, a $3 billion option when renting a car. So stay tuned for that. And I'm going to go into the email bag again this hour. Each and every hour we do that. I like to share your concerns, your email, when you email me with whatever you email me with, meaning your concerns, your questions you might have, your comments, good or bad. The email bag is something that Eddie, the engine emailer here, he takes care of that for us here. And he takes your emails and puts them in there. And they're not 911 emails. If they're 911, put a 911 up on the top, and he'll get that to me as soon as possible that day that you email. And I'll email you back. And if you'd like me to call you, I do. I do call people, you, our great charter listeners, charter members here at Auto World. If you'd like me to talk to you, I will. And thank you, by the way, for each and every one of you that has made some, thank you, your positive comments about the show. I do appreciate that, and I do thank each and every one of you for calling your radio stations and asking your local radio station to take Auto World for another hour, and it's working, and thank you. I do appreciate it. There's each and every hour has got a lot of information and fun, and that's what it's all about. Besides you, you're the star of the show. Each and every hour. So I want to hear from you. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Okay, let's start it off right now with that patent, since I was behind on the first hour. Well, a patent that has come through. It's legit, folks. And what is a patent, first and foremost? A patent is a patent number is something that you designed and you figure out a product. And you say, you know, my product needs to be patented with a patent number so nobody can steal it. I think I have something, and I don't want anybody to steal it. Then I'm going to go ahead and get that patent number, and I'm going to go ahead and probably go ahead and sell that patent number that's on my product to a company. So with that, the Ford Maverick. That's right, the Ford Maverick, which is a midsize four-door style type pickup from Ford, may include a climate-controlled truck bed. That's right. Ford Maverick is one of the hottest tickets items right now that you're lucky if you can even find one at your dealership. All of you like them. The hybrid version was already been sold out, and Ford has been trying to catch up with a long queue of orders, folks. You like them. They can't keep up. The future of Maverick owners may have a unique feature to look forward to, though, and it's rumored. They got a patent on it. And they're thinking about putting it in. It's rumored that Ford could be adding an air vent that would link the truck's unibody to the bed, allowing you, the owners, to have climate-controlled space back there. This would be ideal for anyone, of course, as you know, carrying sensitive cargo on particular hot or cold days, as well as you campers out there. According to this patent, the climate-controlled bed concept would include an air extractor that vents air into the cargo area of the box to keep the warm and the cool air inside the truck bed. Owners then could cover it with a bed liner or tent. Huh. The Ford Maverick was built with a reputation of being one of the automaker's most well-rounded compact trucks. And the use of a possible climate-controlled bed is entirely new, isn't it? Nobody else has it. The Ford Maverick. Look for the climate control bed. They have a patent on it. I think it'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it? I mean, you campers, again, it's cold out there, and you got heat coming into your pickup box. It could change the whole entire world of a pickup box. Yep. And stay tuned, because the third hour, talking about pickup boxes, Ford also invented they have another patent that you're not going to believe this. It has something to do with the pickup box. Another thing to do with the pickup box. See, with these patents, or with these ideas, and they patent it, and they put it on there, they do the R&D, and they do the surveys to find out if you and I like it, and they carry it on, and they put it in the truck, because you know, oh yeah, some of you are shaking your head, uh-huh, yeah, a climate-controlled pickup box, are you kidding me? All I want to do is put soilate or dirt in my pickup box, or put some sod in the thing. Why would I want to have an air conditioner on my sod, Mark? Well, what I'm saying here, you don't. You might not use it, and you might not. And it's going to cost more, is what you're shaking your head. You're saying, I don't want the extra cost on the top of my trucks, you know, when I buy it. Okay, fine. So it's an option. You can get it or not get it. But what happens when a car company or a car manufacturer decides to do something like that? You know what the other car manufacturers are going to do? They're going to raise. Ford just raised the bar on Chevrolet. Nissan. Ram, Volkswagen pickups. Now, they're going to probably have to have a climate-controlled box, huh? And then they'll make it better. Who wins? You! We're all the winners right here on Auto World. Good to have you along. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, HHH, the history of hitchhiking. Thumbs up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shocks on her. Some of those yellow Monroe shocks, I'm telling you. Woo! How about those White Hijackers by Gabriel? They're back. Yes, you can install air. You can just have that little airport, that Schrader valve in the back of your bumper and put some air on those Gabriel hijackers and raise the back end of that automobile up. Woo! Today, we used to do that, of course, put the cherry bombs on there, put the hijackers on there. How many of you did that? Welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Little HHH, why not? History of Hitchhiking. I know the gas prices are going up. Get your thumb out. Might be able to get a free ride just by that using that thumb. Who started hitchhiking? Ticknor Edwards documented the first account of hitchhiking as it is known today in his book, Lift Luck, published in 1910. Edwards trekked almost 200 miles riding on bikes, wagons, horses, and even an automobile back in that day. As America developed, cars began to pour into the streets, and modern hitchhiking was born. With a thumb. Ticknor Edwards, you did it. Wrote a book back in 1910 about hitchhiking. So there must be some rules about hitchhiking, huh? Yeah, be careful. Two words. A little bit of trivia, you know, that happened that we all are proud of because we all have it in our automobiles today, our vehicles. Back in 1926, first car with safety glass windows as standard equipment is offered by Cadillac. This new ceramic glazing material prevents a car's windows from shattering apart when broken. Safety glass. That happened back in 1926. In fact, some of the old antique and vintage automobiles that I have, the way they designed it, the way they designed the safety glass back then was like two pieces. Some of them are sandwiched together, three pieces. Oh, they've got moisture in them now. Yep. Kind of ruins the whole entire feeling of saying it might be stock when you change the glass over. Mm-hmm. It's time right here on Auto World. We're going to go into the email bag in a little bit, but right now I want to talk and give you, it's that time of season, spring, yeah, Easter, 10 new Easter Jeeps. Jeeps have been around, you know, since the 40s, and you know why, the war and all, but Jeep rolls out now a lot of concepts, 10 of them, for the 2022 Moab Easter Safari. Hippity hoppity, Easter's on its way. Yep. So, with that said, there's 10 of them that's now going to be, well, they're concepts, and they could be. A concept means that it's not going to have really a VIN number on it, and that means it might not be for sale. See, it's back to that patent number. Well, you got to have a VIN number on your automobile, folks, in order for it to be legit and for you to title it and be able to buy it and resell it. But you got to have a title. Concept. So here's one of the 10. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk. PHEV concept. Oh, that's an electric. Yep. How about the Jeep Birdcage concept? Yep, called the Jeep Birdcage. Kind of almost looks like a birdcage. The Jeep Wrangler 2.0 concept. Little two-door. Yep. The Jeep Rubicon 20th anniversary concept. Now, the Jeep Rubicon, as you know, you folks might even own one. Well, this is going to be the 20th anniversary. They're going to be doing the ride and drives, of course, at the 2022 Moab Easter event. And here's another one, the Jeep 1941 concept. See, they're bringing it back. Started back in 40. Well, they're going to have the 41 concept. Here's one for you of the Easter eggs, the Jeep Bob concept. Yep. We could talk an hour about that one, because it's called the Jeep Bob, and it is named after, again, I'll bring that back, and we're going to talk about these Jeeps on further Hours of Auto World in the coming weeks, but right now, I just want to give you the top 10 of the concept Easter Jeeps. Here's another one, Jeep Decoder concept by JPP. It's called the Jeep Decoder concept. Well, they might be decoding something, huh? Oh, I see. And it's all about the fun of it all. Here's another one, the Jeep Wrangler 4XE concept. The Kaiser Jeep, the M725. The Kaiser Jeep, the M725 concept, dates back to 1967. Now, this Jeep here, looks like basically the Land Rover. The Jeep Wrangler Overlook concept. What that is the these are all four doors, most of them. There's a couple. The Birdcage is a two-door. But this one looks like it's got the hard top on the back with the big, big windows on the side. And it's raised up above the roof with glass. That's why they call it the Overlook concept. A lot of these were at SEMA. Some of them weren't. But, yeah, look forward to the 2022 Moab Easter Safari with 10 brand-new Easter Jeeps. Tis the season. And if you're not familiar with the, you know, the Easter, us finding Easter eggs and all, Jeep do, they do put in a little bit of Easter things. We talk a little bit about that, little Easter, the logo, the grill of the Jeep is hidden in a lot of certain areas in the Jeep. That's called Easter egg Jeep. And so there's a lot more on that. We're going to, next week, we'll be talking a little bit about the Easter egg hunt when it comes down to hunting for things on the Jeep grill logo. Now, here on Auto World, again, I always do appreciate each and every one of you bringing your emails to us. So with that, let's go to the email bag. There it is. Give it to me. There it is. I dig into the email bag that's to the left of me. Let's reach in and see if we can find a good one. It's called Stump the Chump. See if you can stump me. Okay. Here's one. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Look forward to your emails. And with that, if you have a 911 problem and you need it fixed now, I'm ASC Certified Master Technician. I'd be more than happy to help you. And it's at no cost, folks. And that's what it's all about here. 45 years of helping you with your car sales, your buying, your selling, your transmission problems, your, you know, your tune-up problems, to your smells, your antifreeze leaks, to, that's what it's all about. And it is better, and the best thing to do is talk out loud about your automobile problem or challenge you might have, because two heads are better than one. This one I can read. Let's do it. From Terry. Okay. He said, great show, Mark. Well, thank you. Terry here, listening to you on our local radio station, 100.7 FM in Dentsville, South Carolina. Well, let's do a shout-out. I've never been to Dentsville. We are now Dentsville, South Carolina. We come back, we're going to do a shout-out, AM and FM, taking Auto World from South Carolina. Good to have you along. Terry, hang on. We're going to help you with your email, and we're going to come back and help each and every one of you. From the Greasy Garage Studio, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Chancellor of Austria has met with Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. Next, he will travel to Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. He'll be the first European leader to have an in-person meeting with Putin since the invasion of Ukraine. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markova, on Face the Nation.
I think there is an understanding that after the Battle of Kyiv, we really have to win this Battle of Donbas, and we have to win this war. And we need all the equipment, all the firepower, all the anti-air in order to be able to do so.
For the first Palm Sunday since the outbreak of COVID, thousands of people gathered around St. Peter's Square. Pope Francis begged for peace in Ukraine once again, he asked Russia for an Easter truce, posing the question, what kind of victory plants a flag on a pile of rubble? This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Gotta be watching that 102 when you're hitchhiking. Be careful. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's a pleasure to have you along with me each and every week and each and every hour riding shotgun in the shotgun spot here at the Auto World Plaza and in the Auto World car. Well, I'm going to get to the a little bit more of the HHH here in a little bit. Hitchhiking history, the history of hitchhiking. But first, we've got Terry in South Carolina through an email. Terry, you're listening to us. Let's do a shout out. I said a shout out. Woo! A shout out to our great affiliate, WQXL. There's our shout out horn, WQXL AM 1480 and 100.7 FM. Columbia, Columbia West, Orangeburg, St. Andrews, Dentsville, South Carolina. And Terry's listening to us in Dentsville, South Carolina on 100.7 FM. Thank you, Terry. Good to be along, and each and every one of you in between those towns and all of you in those towns. Thank you for tuning me in and turning us on, if you know what I mean. Oh, Terry. Okay. She says, help. Driving a 2014 Mercedes-Benz C250 Sport. Oh, nice car. Nice car. Love them. I have a dry grinding noise when accelerating. I've been told it could be a turbo, water pump, and maybe a power steering pump. So, Mark, I'm confused. What do I do? Question mark. Is there some way of isolating the noise to get to the root of the noise problem? Thanks, Terry, in South Carolina, listening on WQXL 100.7 FM. Well, thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. And shout out to, again, salute the station there for being an Auto World AW affiliate. for going into South Carolina and Dentsville. Dentsville, I love that. I love that. Terry, I can see why you're confused. Three things on the docket there. Here's what we need to do. Well, first and foremost, that great car, but here's a couple things. I have a stethoscope. Yes, a stethoscope, Terry. You could actually buy a stethoscope yourself. And that what that is, just like you see the doctor when you go in, you know, you're not feeling too good, and your ears are hurting, you got a runny nose, your throat is itchy, it's sore. You go into the doc in the box on the corner there, and they put a stethoscope on you to see and hear your heart going, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. So, if you get an automotive stethoscope, they're not that much money. I recommend everybody have one. Now, it's a little bit too big to put in the glove box, but you can put it in your toolbox in the garage, everyone. And it's a, you know, in the olden days, we used to take the old long screwdrivers. You know, the tip of the screwdriver would go onto that part, you know, on the engine, and then we'd put our right or left hand up on the top of the handle of the screwdriver and put our ear there, and we could actually hear that item that we put the screwdriver on, you know, making the noise. Well, a stethoscope makes it so much easier, Terry. And you could buy one, put your needle on that, you got a power steering pump, put it on there. Now, you got to remember one thing. Don't put it in the serpentine belt or the pulley. And just kind of poke around. Just touch it there for a little bit and see what that power steering pump sounds like. Now, the water pump's going to be a little tougher there because it's buried. It's buried in there. You can't really get up. Stethoscope needle on the water pump, turbo now. So water pump, you got to kind of memorize the sound there, Terry, of the water of the power steering pump, because it, they do make noise, and when you get a stethoscope, it amplifies the noise. So you know, a good way of doing it is, you know, put the needle on the power steering pump and then memorize it, and then go over to something that's not moving and listen to the metal of the car, and you'll see that there's no noise. Then go up to another part of the engine. You know, I don't want to hit you with too many mechanical jargon words here and names of these parts, because you might not know them, like the valve cover. But just touch another part of the engine. You'll say, oh, okay, so that's quieter than the power steering pump. Now, the turbo. Then we're going to come back to the water pump. The turbo. This is for everyone that has a turbo. Idling, you're not going to hear a turbo, Terry, but I want you to go out to a test drive. Don't leave yet. You're listening. Don't go. You got one more hour of Auto World, and this we got about another half hour of this hour. Do it after the show. Go out for a little test drive. Get it up to operating temperatures and put the windows down. And I want you to push the go pedal. Yeah, the pedal there that burns fuel, you know, the in the Mercedes, the go pedal. Punch it. Get it up to 30 miles an hour, and I want you to push that go pedal all the way to the floor, and I want you to be able to hear that turbo go. You're going to hear that thing whistle at you. If you hear it going, it's grinding. That's your grinding noise. The turbo has to be free and has to be a good sound, free sound of a whistle. If it's not a free sound of a nice, freely sounding whistle like my whistle, don't want to quit my day job, do I? No. Anyway, so that tells you that, you know, if it's freewheeling, the turbo's okay. Now the water pump. Do you see any kind of antifreeze leaking underneath your vehicle? The Mercedes-Benz C250 Sport. Any kind of green at all? Or do you even smell anything? Started up to operating temperatures. And yeah, water pumps do grind. They do make a grinding sound. But water pumps, usually when they start grinding or making a grinding type of sound, there's a weep hole and it leaks antifreeze out, causing antifreeze to smell underneath your hood and or a little puddle underneath it. So start it up to operating temperatures, keep the hood closed, and then I want you to keep it running, run out, pop the hood or bonnet for the folks listening over across the pond there, and smell for antifreeze, because a lot of the antifreeze that leaks out the weep hole, sometimes the water pump gets so hot that it actually evaporates the antifreeze on the case of the water pump, and you never have a puddle underneath the car. But you do get the smell, a little whiff of antifreeze. That's how we isolate those three things. Because, or you could do this too. I mean, this is going to get your hands dirty too, Terry. You could take the power steering, the belt, the serpentine belt off. The turbo's not hooked to that belt, but the power steering pump and the water pump is. If you did take the serpentine belt off, the pumps, the water pump's not spinning and the power steering pump's not spinning, and you can start it up for just half a second. if the noise went away, it's the water pump or the power steering pump. But you're going to get your hands dirty, and I don't really like to run engines without the water pump, you know, spinning or the power steering pump spinning. So stethoscope it. Terry, appreciate it. Hope that helps. Let me know. Please do. Do a follow-up and let me know. You can do it through email, through autoworldradio@yahoo.com, or call us right here at Auto World Live at 855-660-4261. Appreciate it. Send me back an email address so I can send you some goodies. I got some detailed goodies. We'll get that Mercedes-Benz. You know, I do have a Mercedes-Benz. It's a very, very nice key ring to put that Mercedes-Benz. If you don't already have one, I'm going to throw that in the little gift bag, too. A little Mercedes-Benz key tag, key fob, whatever you want to call it, to hold your key. Got to be proud to have that three-star emblem on there. I love how they... Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it. From South Carolina. Dennisville, South Carolina. That's how you do it, folks. The email address to get hold of me at any one point in time is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Well, Hertz. Hertz, yes, they're doing it. They're giving you another option. And that option is, you guessed it, EV. Polestar will sell 60... Polestar is a brand of an EV car, folks. Polestar will sell 65,000 of its battery electric vehicles to the rental car company Hertz Global Holdings. Yep. During the next 5 years, a deal estimated to be worth $3 billion. Woo! We can drive a Polestar all EV at Hertz now. That's what I'm talking about. When we return, HHH, the history of hitchhiking. Get your thumbs up. We'll be right back. From the Greasy Garage Studio, it's time for some more Jelly Bellies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chitty bang bang, we love you. And in chitty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, what will be near, far, in a motor car, oh, what a happy time we'll spend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang.
Great name for a car. Great name. Great name. Oh. Oh, those Jelly Bellies are so good. Kind of stick to your teeth, though. My dentist is going to love me. You know, he loves my checkbook, I think. Yeah. Oh, Jelly Bellies. They're good. Anyway, good to have you along on a Jelly Belly weekend. 'Tis the season. What's your favorite Easter type of candy? Is it the chocolate bunny? And then with that, do you chop the ears on the head first, or do you go for the feet? Oh, those chocolate bunnies are good, especially the ones with the Dove brand. Good to have you along. This is Auto World Eating Jelly Bellies. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Got to be careful there with eating too many. You know what that does to your stomach. I go for the ears when I eat the chocolate bunnies. They're good. I go for the ears for some reason. They have a whole survey about that. Your personality. Do you go for the middle, the feet, the ears? I don't know. I don't know if I want to believe that study or not. But one thing that I do believe is that speeding tickets and speed has changed, of course. I've always had fun with that here on Auto World. And what happened with, what changed the speed? Well, here's a little trivia to go along with that. Back in 1930, police cars are equipped with dispatch radios. Ah, that's what happened with the speed. Dispatch radios. They're hiding behind the billboard when you drove by in your 1932 Ford Roadster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are awesome.
Keep going up value, too. And, of course, he or she in their cop car turned that old red beacon on and got on that dispatch radio and called the other policeman ahead of you, and you got pulled over. That's what happened to the speed. Okay. I understand now. Well, you know, Hertz, yes, you get to be able to rent a Polestar, all-electric car at Hertz, coming here to a Hertz near you here pretty soon. And you folks, I think that's a great idea because a lot of you talked about, do I or don't I go EV or not? And, you know, to be able to go out to Hertz, rent a car, and get a Polestar EV, you'll be able to, you know, get a touch and taste of it and see if you do or don't want to buy one. So Hertz is kind of ahead of the game there, I think. and they're spending lots of money. 65,000 of those Polestars are going to be out there at all the Hertz. So here's two brands, folks, that, in fact, really, they're not going to be around anymore. One you own, maybe, and one you want to own. Two car brands abandon internal combustion engines completely, entirely done. Who is it? Volkswagen. It's a push to go all electric. Volkswagen plans to abandon 60% of its internal combustion models during the 8 years. The next 8 years, that is. 60% of their internal combustion engines are done in the next 8 years. That's their plans, anyway. Yep. They are literally going to say goodbye to them. But EW began shifting course soon after it was caught cheating on that diesel emissions, as you all know. That was back in 2015, a scandal that saw the ouster of winter corn. Yep, winter corn that was running the company and a number of other senior executives. And initial began cutting back on the use of so-called oil burner technology. They started shifting to battery electric technology. The automaker, Volkswagen, now plans to invest more than $100 billion, folks, in its electrification push through 2030. Several brands, notably Bentley and Audi, have laid out plans to abandon internal combustion engines entirely. Bentley and Audi, folks. The rest of the company is expected to follow sometime in the 2030s. 2030, the year. 2030, not too far away. In the process, 60% of the company's remaining gas and diesel models will be abandoned during the next 8 years. Though he did not, the president of the company today, did not reveal which ones will be phased out. Wow. Things are changing. Keep your ears to Auto World, and we'll change with you, and we'll keep you up to date. That's what it's all about here at Auto World. Time for a little housekeeping. I want to make sure that I want to thank all of you for following me on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And I want to make sure that you know the addresses to follow me on Facebook. Is my name Mark Evans, sitting behind the silver microphone. Go ahead and friend me. I'd love to have you friend us and be part of the Auto World Charter Member Group. Instagram is Auto World Media. Don't forget LinkedIn, my name Mark Evans. And you can always go back in time, please do, for what I just said about, did I just say 100 billion? I did. I just repeated it. And you can go back in time at any one of our shows here at Auto World. At just Google Auto World Podcast, and you'll see us right on the top. I'm very honored to say that, to be right there on the top. You don't have to hunt for us. Absolutely. And also, when it gets right down to it, listening to Auto World for an hour that you don't get, which might be the third hour, second hour, you might just get the second hour, not the first and third hour. And you want to be a part of the show. You want to listen to each and every hour. Just a little reminder again, GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Got a goal to be the number one GCN live streamer show on that, on our website there. GCNLive.com. Where you'll make it happen. I know you will. So stream us if you'd like to get the hour that you're not listening to us, GCNLive.com. Also, you can look me up on GCNLive.com. Do my name, Auto World, Mark Evans. And I do want a shout out to each and every one of you, too. You can Google me, please do, and read more about yours truly, things I've done in the past and all that, things that might be coming out my way, too. And the best way is Auto World, Mark Evans. Google it. Two names, Auto World. Then my name, Mark Evans. HHH, the history of hitchhiking. Okay, so why is it called hitchhiking thumb? Everybody puts a thumb up. Why do they call it the hitchhiker thumb? Well, it's recommended. A protractor was used to measure the angle of a person's thumb back in the day. People's thumb, as they called it back then. The researchers gave the name hitchhiker's thumb to the thumbs that could bend at an angle equal to or greater than 50 degrees. They noted that many people had one hitchhiker's thumb and one straight thumb. What? I didn't know that. Now I'm looking at my thumbs. Okay, everybody, here on Auto World, everybody put their thumbs up. Thumbs up, everybody. Okay, and we got six rows. Everybody's got their thumbs up. How about you? You got your thumbs up? Good, good. Let's salute our thumbs. Hey, by God, they're right. I do have a straight thumb and one that goes 50 degrees. Anyway, it's a hitchhiker's thumb. That is what it's all about right there. Okay, now, coming up, a little tease there for the third hour. Yes, you got to know, because the garage door is starting to come down here on the second hour of Auto World. Okay. Chevrolet and a squirrel. What do they have in common? That's coming to you on the third hour. And I also have another patent, and this has something to do with, I'm kind of sick and tired of the thing sliding up and down and back and forth in my pickup box. And how many dents do you folks have with that stuff sliding back and forth? A lot. Well, I've got a little patent here that, from Ford, that you're going to want to actually have in your truck. I guarantee it. And by the way, you can also dump soil-laden sod and dirt, whatever you want to dump on there. But us mechanics, if you've got a V8 engine block that you just purchased from the parts store and the truck's sagging on the ground and you have it strapped down, but for some reason the person in front of you, they stopped by, because they stopped because a child threw the soccer ball out there and you slammed on the brakes and your V8 engine just came through the front wall of your pickup box because you didn't strap it down tight enough. Be careful out there. And at the end of the third hour, it's coming up next, a word with Mark. So stay tuned for that. I appreciate you being here with me this hour on Auto World. Look forward to your calls and emails. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to go into the email bag on the third hour also. I do appreciate you being here with me every week and every hour. Drive safe. Motor on, everyone.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am E.